Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. In studio with Sean Stone, the arts editor of Metroland. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Sarah.
What have you seen this week?
Well, I got to go to a press preview for the Albany Institute of History and Art's new exhibit opening Saturday, The Capital Region in 50 Objects. And what they did was they surveyed regional museums, and then they did two readers' polls with the Times Union and came up with a list of 50 culturally significant items that could tell the story of the Capital Region. And it's a lot of fun.
It's really good?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go check it out next week.
It's a lot of fun.
For the station. Good.
There's, one of William Kennedy's typewriters.
Oh, cool.
There's objects. There's an object from the Civil War. There's an Uncle Sam object, which I'm not going to say. It's a nice surprise.
Okay.
They have Mayor Corning's desk, Erastus Corning, who was mayor for like a million years in Albany.
675 years, I think it is.
And what was so impressive about it, it kind of knocked me out. It's just a plain metal desk. Power doesn't come from fancy desks. You don't need a fancy desk to be powerful.
But I don't know if you can convince everybody of that, though.
No.
We all have simple desks here.
Yeah. Yeah. My boss could use a simpler desk.
Sure.
But it's a great exhibit. It opens Saturday. And
that is at the Albany Institute of History and Art.
Yes, and it's going to be up to through April, and there's going to be related events going on through the whole period of the exhibit.
Great.
So it should be a lot of fun.
That opens on Saturday.
Yes. And also Saturday, in the same neighborhood, the biggest event of the year in Center Square, Larkfest. They say 80,000 people, and I kind of believe them.
Yeah.
Because it's insane.
It's pretty crowded.
There's two stages of music. Some of the bands include Hard Soul, Candy Ambulance, Jocelyn Art, and Stellar Young. It's all day. It's like 11. It really gets started around 11, goes to 6 p.m., and there's vendors and food and all sorts of stuff, and the weather's going to cooperate.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a beautiful day. That's on Lark Street in Albany this Saturday, Larkfest.
And at Proctor's on Saturday, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder opens. It's running through the 26th. It's the Tony-winning Broadway musical comedy about an English heir who needs to eliminate 8 heirs to inherit the estate. Should be fun.
Yeah, I have not seen it. I've heard the cast recording. It's fun. It's funny from what I can tell. And they're starting the national tour right at Proctor's, so it's pretty exciting stuff. It opens on Saturday.
And also Saturday, upstairs at Proctor's in the Fenimore Gallery, the Classic Theater Guild is going to open their production of Death of a Salesman. Also Saturday, Patricia Kelly, Gene Kelly's widow, is going to be at The Egg, presenting Gene Kelly, The Legacy, which is an evening of film clips and stories. And we have an interview with her in the paper this week by B.A. Nilsson. Sounds like a great show.
We had an interview with her on the Roundtable earlier this week.
There you
so
go.
We've got that covered. But that is on Saturday night. It's Patricia Ward Kelly presenting Gene Kelly, The Legacy at The Egg.
Yes. And also this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it's the Lake George Jazz Weekend in Shepherd Park in Lake George. That's both Saturday and Sunday. On Wednesday, we have New Indie and we have Old Indie.
Uh-huh.
The New Indie is Purity Ring, and they're going to be at the Upstate Concert Hall. And the venerable indie is, as you heard from the bumper music, it's Yola Tango.
That's right. They're playing Troy Music Hall.
It's an acoustic show. I last saw them about 1989 at QE2. And what was interesting, that song that they just covered was new then.
Right.
And I was very impressed with them because they covered this really obscure John Cale song. And I went up to the drummer afterwards and I said, that's a nice choice.
They're starting their, speaking of things starting in our region, they have a new record and they're starting their national tour at the Music Hall on Wednesday.
That's fantastic.
It's really cool.
And there are a number of new movies.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's over. We have Black Mass, which is the big gangster movie about Whitey Bulger. It stars Johnny Depp looking like a walking skeleton.
Right.
He's really scary looking. And Joel Edgerton and Kevin Bacon. It's a really good cast.
Benedict Cumberbatch is in it.
Yes.
But I think the name, I mean, I know the name makes sense, but I said to you before we came on air, it's Black Mass sounds like a church-based horror film to me.
Yes, it looks like, it sounds like a goth, it sounds like it should star Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff, not Johnny Depp, but it's...
But it is applicable. It does make sense. Once you know, you're like, oh yeah, of course, that's what that would be called, I guess.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
So it's Black Mass.
And then Grandma, which has been out around the country. It's opening here, and I think it's also in Great Barrington at the Triplex. It's opening at the Spectrum. It's Lily Tomlin is getting raves. It's sort of a road movie where she and her granddaughter drive around and try to resolve things.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good for the trailer.
I think so, too.
And then we have this week's YA series adopted into a blockbuster film franchise, The Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials. I really don't know anything about it, but I'm starting to wonder now if this whole, you know, these whole competition type, you know, Hunger Games type plots are just because we're overtesting our children and they can relate to it.
A thing that I'm sure of is that these series that I also know very little about are not for me, and so it's all fine.
Like, yes,
the kids love them. Good.
That's exactly.
If it gets them to go, like, if they haven't already read the books and they like a movie that makes them pick up a book, great.
And it's a nice, easy payday for Kate Winslet or Patricia Clarkson.
Sure.
That's fine, too.
Yep. Keep them working.
Exactly.
Awesome. Metroland.net is the website. Metroland is our Capital Region Arts Alternative Weekly publication. It's free, available around the region.
It's on the street.
It is there. Metroland.net, the website. One more time, Sean. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Congressional Corner is next. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.